Writers used to choose their pasts before literary tradition began to erode in our culture. The great dead with whom writers would speak were invited to sit or snuggle beneath the bed covers. Didion was a writer early. If, as a child, she did not yet know her companions, she tracked amenable traits and rhythms. She was born into a cultural atmosphere layered with Virginia Woolf's A Room of One's Own and Ernest Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms. With George Orwell's Down and Out in Paris and London and F. Scott Fitzgerald's Tender as the Night, both arriving a scant few months before Didion opened her eyes for the first time. Jackie's engagement ring caught a spark of light coming off the water and gleamed, as did the thick black frames of her glasses. She would be fucked if it turned out they were all fired. She and her fiancé Mark were getting married at the Brooklyn Botanical Garden in June, and theirs would be the kind of wedding where everything from the cake to the table decorations would look handmade and artisanal, as though Jackie and Mark had made them, which would be, Lizzie and Amy knew, because they were often told, super expensive. He was freaking. He may have been smoking two cigarettes at once. I'm surprised he didn't eat them or put them up his nose. Amy, this is serious. I asked him what was wrong, and he was like, you should probably start packing up your desk. Toussaint's study isn't the only one linking forgiveness with hope. In fact, one of the world's foremost researchers on hope, University of Kansas psychologist C.R. Snyder, helped to develop a prominent theory of forgiveness. Along with psychologist Laura Thompson and a team of researchers, he created a psychological test to measure forgiveness, called the Heartland Forgiveness Scale. In a 2005 study appearing in the Journal of Personality, they report strong correlations between this test, hope, and depression. To Snyder, who passed away just a few months after publication of that article, the link between forgiveness and hope seemed simple. Forgiveness is giving up the hope that the past could be any different.